This interview with Dr. Dave Bennett of the Notre Dame University about microlensing from space is part of the Jodcast. For the full show, go to jodcast.net.
I'm a Dr. Dave Bennett from the University of Notre Dame. Can you tell us what you would like to do with microlensing?
Well, I have a proposed mission to do a microlensing survey of the galactic bulge from space. And the point of this mission is to find planets around other stars. And we can do that from the ground. But if we do it from space, we can do a comprehensive survey that would find planets at pretty much all separations, except separations much smaller than 1 AU from their stars. And we're sensitive to planets down to about a tenth of an Earth mass. When combined with NASA's Kepler mission, it would provide a comprehensive census of all types of planets and give us a complete census of what types of planets there are in the galaxy.
What is NASA Kepler mission?
The Kepler mission is a mission that's due to launch, I guess, in about a year and a half. And they're looking for small planets by the planet transit technique, looking for planets the size of Earth that happen to pass in front of their stars and block out some of the light. And they're very sensitive to planets that are in very tight orbits. And that's the one area where microlensing is not sensitive to planets.
So there are microlensing experiments which are ground-based. And what are the limitations of those experiments?
The ground-based microlensing experiments, one of the main difficulties with the microlensing method is that the alignment you need between the source star and the lens star is very rare. And so we need to look into as dense stellar fields as possible to have a reasonable chance of detecting the event. And so the fields we look in are toward the galactic bulge. But in fact, they're so dense with stars that we can't really resolve the main sequence stars that are prime targets from the ground. And so that means when lensing magnification is modest, we actually can't get very good photometry on these stars. But of course, they are being lensed, and so sometimes the lensing magnification is not modest. And that makes it bright enough to get good measurements from the ground. And so we're able to detect even very low-mass planets from the ground. But they do have to be in a special position around the star, typically a few astronomical units, in order to be able to detect planets at a wide variety of different separations. We need to go from space, where we have a much better angular resolution, and we can get good photometry even when the magnification is low.
So aren't there already experiments in space that might be able to do this, or does this require a new kind of telescope?
An instrument like the Hubble Space Telescope, if it was looking at the right position at the right time, would be able to make such measurements, except that the Earth would get in the way for, 45 minutes out of every 90. And also, the events are so rare that we really need to be surveying several square degrees continuously of the bulge. And so the Hubble Space Telescope just can't do that because it has, lots of other projects to do.
So what will the requirements be for a telescope that can do this?
So we've proposed a 1.1-meter telescope in an inclined geosynchronous orbit that can continuously observe the galactic bulge and also continuously send the data down to the ground. We'd like to observe in the near infrared between 1 and 1.7 microns because our targets are reddened by the dust between us and the galactic bulge, so we get more signal if we observe in infrared. And so it's basically a 1.1-meter telescope with a two-thirds of a square degree field of view that continuously observes the galactic bulge in infrared. And then there's 3 months a year where we can't observe the bulge, and we have guest observer programs.
So you want to observe planetary objects near around different stars. Is there anything else that you can do with these microlensing?
Yeah, there's a lot of other projects that can be attempted. Of course, the planets around the other stars are what can be used to justify the funding. So we can study a lot about the distribution of massive objects in the galaxies and find things like free-floating black holes, which are difficult to identify by other methods.
You would identify those as the lens, I suppose.
Yeah, that's right. And there have been several of those found actually from the ground, but the space-based survey would provide a much better sample of those.
Thank you very much.